This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As I said, six people who'd been working the night shift on the Francis Scott Key Bridge when it collapsed are presumed dead. The missing construction workers include men from El Salvador, Mexico, and Guatemala. They're the most visible example right now of what the Labor Department said in a recent report, which is that immigrants from Latin America are among the workers most likely to die in the workplace. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall has that story.
For more than a decade, George Escobar has been working with Latino immigrant workers for the advocacy group CASA. One of their members, Miguel Luna, is one of the men who didn't come home from his construction job on the Baltimore Bridge earlier this week.
He was looking forward to establishing his own business.
Escobar says Mexican and Central American workers like Luna have been the lifeblood of the Baltimore economy.
They come here for better opportunities, right? And unfortunately, even when they're in the middle of the night working a graveyard shift on the middle of a flimsy bridge, that represents a future for them. Then that represents opportunity for them.
Opportunity to help their families here and back home, taking the jobs they can get, as these workers often have less education and limited English fluency. Pia Arrhenius is with the Dallas Fed.
They're kind of naturally slotted into blue-collar jobs, many of them that are in occupations and industries where they're just characterized by more injury and fatalities.
Filling jobs, U.S.-born workers won't.
If we didn't have the immigration, you would see a lot of bottlenecks to growth that companies and cities and municipalities and whoever's building stuff, you know, see a lot higher costs associated with building, but you'd also see delays.
These immigrant workers, some who may not have legal status, also have less agency to speak up about unsafe conditions, says Marcy Goldstein-Gelb with the National Council for Occupational Safety and Health.
They are at the bottom of the hierarchy, and that means that they toil in the most dangerous jobs, work the longest hours, and have the least ability to speak up in the face of exploitations.
But immigrant workers will continue to show up. Advocate George Escobar says as Baltimore rebuilds from this tragedy,
it'll be those same neighbors. It'll be the victims' neighbors that will be back on that construction site.
As he says, always happens after a disaster. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.